我们一起祷告。
O God of heaven and earth, we ask that you would come.
神啊，属天的上帝，我们今天祷告求你来。
We ask that you would come with power.
我们求你来，把你至大的能力带到我们中间。
We ask that you would show your face through your word this morning.
神啊，我们祷告今天早上通过这个传道的话语，能够把你的脸向我们彰显。
We are seekers of Almighty God.
我们是寻求万能神的，我们在追寻寻求万能的神。
We ask that you would be glorified here this morning.
我们祷告今天能够你的名在这里得以荣耀。
There is nothing that we desire more than to see you lifted high.
我们所有的愿望，最大的愿望就是高举你的名。
Father, left by ourselves, we are weak.
神啊，如果我们自己，我们很软弱。
But empowered by the Holy Spirit, nothing can stop us from doing your work.
但是有圣灵与我们同在，没有任何事情能够阻挡我们做你的事工。
So fill us with your spirit.
请你的圣灵充满我们。
Father, where correction is necessary, help us to be humble to accept it and change.
神啊，你看到我们生命中哪些地方需要改进，请您赐我们谦卑的心，让我们能够改正这些地方。
Father, where people are skeptical about your word or your existence,break the wall and save them from their sins.
神啊，对那些对你持有怀疑你存在的那些人，请你打破这个禁锢，打破这面墙，能够让他们心里边真的看到你的真实和存在。
Father, change me through the preaching of your word.
神啊，通过你的话语，请你改变我。
And change each one of us.
改变我们中间的每一个人。
I ask this in your Son Jesus' name.
我们以基督的圣名祷告。
Amen.
Amen.
Today we're going to deal with multiple texts, so I hope you can keep track of where we're going.
今天我们用到很多的圣经的经节，希望大家能够跟上我们所用的这些部分。
My topic today is biblically handling conflict.
今天的主题是怎样通过圣经的方法来解决冲突。
Why did I pick this during Christmas season?
为什么我在这个圣诞的季节选择这个话题呢？
Because Jesus is called the Prince of Peace.
因为耶稣被称为是和平之子。
He is here to bring peace to us and to the entire universe.
耶稣来是把平安带给我全地，带给每一个人。
And as his followers, we should know what is peace and how to make sure that we have peace.
作为主耶稣的跟随者，我们应该知道怎样去创造和平，创造和睦，然后使大家世界充满平安。
And that's why I picked this topic for this morning.
所以今天早上我选择了这个话题。
Believers must handle conflicts in a radical different way than unbelievers.
基督徒所处理这个冲突的方法应该和世界上其他的人，那些不信主的人，应该是截然不同。
A man and his wife were having some problems at home and were giving each other the silent treatment.
曾经有一个丈夫和妻子在家里闹了些矛盾，然后大家两人彼此开始冷战。
Fellas, you know what I'm talking about.
我想在座的很多家庭都会有这个体验。
The dreadful silent treatment.
大家都知道那种很难过的、很难受的，大家那种沉默。
As usual, the man who was a little slow recognized two days later that his wife was giving him the silent treatment.
大家可以想象，这家里这个丈夫反应有点迟钝，两天之后才意识到丈夫的太太在给他这种冷战的处理。
And so he decided to respond with his own share of silent treatment.
所以他反过来也说：“那好，你这样对我，我也这样的向你冷战。”
But suddenly the man realized the next day he would need to his wife to wake him up at 5 a.m. for an early morning business flight.
但是他这样想着，忽然意识到第二天他早上需要他太太帮忙把他五点钟叫醒来赶一个早班的飞机。
And he wanted to win this fight bad.
他心里面非常想赢这场冲突。
Not wanting to be the first to break the silence and lose, he wrote on a piece of paper.
他不想承认呢，就说不想第一个来放弃。那么他呢，想赢这场征战，他就写在一张小纸上写下这样一个简短的纸条。
He wrote, "Please wake me up at 5 a.m." on a piece of paper."
然后他写给他太太这个纸条上写的说，明早上请你5点钟把我叫醒。
And he left it where he knew she would find it.
他把那放在那纸条，他知道他太太一定会看得到。
The next morning, the man woke up only to discover it was 9 a.m.
第二天早上，这个丈夫起来，一睁眼看到已经9点钟了。
And he missed the flight.
他彻底的就说误了这班飞机。
Angrily, he went down to the kitchen to see why his wife didn't wake him up.
他心里充满了愤怒，气冲冲地冲下楼，走到厨房的地方来质问他太太为什么没有早上叫醒他。
And when he was about to leave, he saw right by the bed there was another piece of paper.
当他刚要下楼的时候，他忽然注意到在床边有另外一张小纸条。
And that paper said, 5 a.m. wake up.
纸条上写着已经五点钟了，赶快起床。
Man, when are we going to learn?
做丈夫的，我们什么时候才能够真正学会？
We should never win those fights, brothers.
在这种情况下，我们永远不会赢这些的冲突。
Whether it's at home or work or even relationships that you enjoy, conflict is unfortunately unavoidable.
不管是在家里、在工作和在你生活中的方方面面，冲突是不可避免的。
Really, the conflict is part of the reality that we live in.
冲突已经成为我们生活现实中的一部分。
In fact, conflict has been part of human beings' lives ever since the entrance of sin into this world.
事实上，冲突已经是从罪进入世界的那一刻起，已经成为我们生活中不可避免的一部分。
Look at what Job 14:1 says.
我们看到约伯记的14:1这样说道。
This is one depressed man.
约伯，我们都知道他是心里边充满了这个沮丧。
Here's what he says: Mortals born of women are a few days and full of trouble.
他这样说道：人为妇人所生，日子短少，多有患难。
Jean Vernier, founder of the ARC, a worldwide community that gives disabled people the chance to discover their true worth and beauty, wrote: Communities need tensions.If they are to grow and deepen,
John Vernier, 他是这个叫一个 Arch 这样一个世界性的一个这样一个社区的一个创始人。他这个社区是给那些就是说是那些残废人，能够给他们这些机会，认识到他们生命中的真实价值和他们自身的那种美丽。所以他写到，任何一个社区需要压力才能够成长，才能够更加的深进的成长。这些压力呢来自于冲突。
A tension or difficulty can signal the approach to a new grace of God, but it has to be looked at wisely and humanly.
在困难中所遇到的这些压力能够显示是神的新的恩典的来到。但是呢我们要看到这些对待这些冲突要有非常智慧的眼光来处理。
The question isn't, will I face conflicts, but how can I best manage conflicts?When they arise.
问题不是说我会不会将来会遇到冲突，而是说当我遇到冲突的时候，来怎样处理这些冲突。
Different people view conflict differently. If conflict is inevitable, it might be best to define what I mean by conflict.
不同的人对待冲突的意见和态度都不一样。那么既然我们不可避免这些冲突，我们就今天看一看怎样去来定义这些冲突。
And this definition or my message is based on a book called The Peacemakers.I would recommend reading it. It's a great read and a good resource.
下面我这个定义是从一本书叫 Peacemaker, 就是使人和睦的那些人这样一本书，我极力推荐大家去读。
And so Ken Sand in his book Peacemakers defines conflict this way.
在这本书里边这个冲突是这样定义的。
A difference in opinion or purpose that frustrates someone's goals or desires.
这个定义是呢，就是说是在意见或者是目标上面的不同，来造成另外一个人的，来挫败另外一个人的目标和他的愿望。
The Bible defines conflict as struggle or fight.
在圣经里边定义这个冲突呢，就是一个征战，或者是两个双方的争斗。
Philippians 1:30, this is what it says. Since you are going through the same struggle you saw I had, and now hear that I still have.
在腓立比书一章三十节这样说道，你们的征战就与你们在我身上从前所看见，现在所听见的一样。
Or Colossians 2:1, I want you to know how hard I am contending, there's the word, for you and for those at Laodicea and for all those who have not met me personally.
在哥罗西书二章一节这样说道，我愿意你们晓得我为你们和老底家人并一切没有与我亲自见面的人是何等的尽心竭力。
This kind of conflict can be found in any realm of life.
这样的征战可以在我们生活中的方方面面都可以看到。
As we said in the joke, there can be conflict in personal life.
就像我们刚才的笑话里谈到，可能在我们个人生活中会遇到这种冲突。
An internal conflict personally.
可能是我们在内心深处的那种自我的那种冲突。
For instance, for a Christian who is supposed to self-examine regularly,There is a conflict internally.
举个例子，就是作为基督徒，我们应该内心自省。在这种时候，我们会发现我们内心深处会有很多的冲突。
Listen to Paul in Romans 7:15-20.
保罗在罗马书七章的十五节到二十节，非常深刻的讲到了这方面的事情。
Listen to his conflict within himself.
我们这里看一下在保罗内心深处的征战。
Here's what he has to say.
他是这样说的，
I do not understand what I do, for what I want to do, I do not do, but what I hate to do. And if I do what I do not want to do, I agree that the law is good. As it is no longer I myself who do it, but it is sin living in me. For I know that good itself does not dwell in me, that is, in my sinful nature. For I have the desire to do what is good, but I cannot carry it out. For I do not do what the good I want to do,But the evil I do not want to do, this I keep on doing. Now if I do what I do not want to do, it is no longer I who do it, but it is sin living in me that does it.
保罗这样讲到，因为我所做的，我自己不明白，我所愿意的，我并不做，我所恨恶的，我倒去做。若我所做的是我所不愿意的，我就应承法律法是善的。既是这样，就不是我做的，乃是住在我里头的罪做的。我也知道在我里头就是我肉体之中没有良善，因为立志为善由得我，只是行出来由不得我。故此我所愿意的善我反不做，我所不愿意的善我倒去做。若我去做所不愿意做的，就不是我做的，乃是住在我里头的罪做的。
You see the struggle that Paul is in?
这里我们看到保罗内心的这种征战。
And some of us have been there. We know what is the right thing to do, and yet we don't do it.
我想我们中间很多人都有类似的经历。我们知道心里面非常明白该做的事情，什么是对的，可是我们行不出来。
Or sometimes we have an internal struggle because we don't know how to carry out the right thing.
我们有的时候内心的征战是这种非常严重的征战，就是我们知道该怎样去做，但是我们行不出来。
Whatever the case may be, there is conflict, an internal struggle ensuing within the Apostle Paul himself.
不管怎样，就是我们内心那种征战，就像保罗所描述的那样。
And this is just one kind of struggle or conflict. There are also relationships that you have that can cause conflict.
这是征战的一种。我们在人际关系上也会遇到一些其他类型的征战。
Like conflict at the workplace.
比如像在工作场合所遇到的征战。
This is the reality of conflict. It's even at the workplace.
这个征战的现实，我们可以看到，在工作场合我们会遇到各种各样的冲突。
You may have relationships at work that are extremely difficult to understand and navigate.
在工作中，你可能遇到一些非常非常困难的情况，很难处理这种人际关系。
You may have a boss who clearly does not know as much as you do.And yet he continues to give you a hard time when you are hard at work.
有的时候你可能会遇到你的老板，他懂得没有你多，但是他天天的对你指手画脚，让你还得听他的。
How exactly do you carry out Ephesians 6:5, which tells you to obey your earthly masters when your boss is dumb?
在这种情况下，你知道你的老板其实有的时候是不是很明白，但是你怎么样能够行出来以弗所书六章五节所说你要遵从你地上的主人。
You see, conflict is a very real thing.
我们可以看到这个冲突在我们生活中是多么的真实。
Whether you are older, I'm not saying old, I'm saying older.
也许你比较年长，这里我没有说你年老，而是说你比较的年长。
Whether you are young,
或者说你很年轻。
I mean, my two-year-old child has conflict.
可以看到我两岁的女儿，她都有一些心里边都有一些征战。
A male or female.
不管你是男的还是女的，你都会遇到这些情况。
You are going to go through conflict constantly.
你会不断的在你生活中不断的遇到各种各样的冲突。
So the reality of conflict is really unquestioned. The question is, where does it come from?
这个我们生活中所遇到冲突，这个大家都毫无质疑。但是我们要明白，这冲突到底是从哪里来的。
I was talking to a friend of mine who's been a pastor for the past 30 years, and he was saying he was recently counseling a younger couple.
我有一个牧师的朋友，他已经在墓道上面做了三十多年。最近他跟我分享，他在给一对年轻的夫妇做辅导。
And the husband's conclusion about their little struggle is that if only she could understand where I'm coming from, there would be no problem in the family.
这个丈夫的在跟牧师讲说，这些所有事情根源就是，如果我太太能够明白我心里在真的想些什么，这些问题都根本就不是问题。
A lot of times that's our answer to conflict. It's never my fault. It's always everybody else's fault around me.
经常我们处理冲突的方法就像这个丈夫一样，经常说不是我的问题，而是别人不理解我，是别人的问题。
Although there might be a number of reasons for the rise of conflict, we will deal with three specific reasons why there are conflicts. Okay.
这个冲突的发生可能会有很多的原因，在这里边我们着重看三点。
Reason one, which even a young person can answer me, is sin.
第一个方面的原因，大家我想每个人都会知道，那就是罪。
Genesis 3 gives the account of a fall of man, and immediately conflict is born.
在创世纪第三章里讲到这个始祖的这个亚当的堕落，而且的马上从那一刻开始，这个冲突就进到了就在他们身上显现出来。
As soon as God pointed out the flaw or sin in Adam, his immediate reaction was to blame the woman.
当上帝在亚当身上指出来是他身上的这个罪的时候，他的第一个反应就是说，是那个女人让我这样做的。
When God asked the woman about her sin, she went and pointed her flaws to Satan.
当这个上帝来问女人，问夏娃她的犯的这个罪的时候，女人的第一个反应就是指这个撒旦让她这样做了，让她犯的这个罪。
Listen, everybody is a sinner.
我们大家都知道啊，每个人都是罪人。
Romans 3:23 says, "For all have sinned and fallen short of the glory of God."
在罗马书三章讲到每个人都堕落，都与神的荣耀相距甚远。
The source of conflict could very well be the sin that you're struggling with.
这个冲突的一个根源可能就是这个你在生命中所一直在征战的这个罪。
No one is above residing sin.
每个人都超脱不了这个罪的捆绑。
Sin is often born in the heart.
罪往往是从心中而生。
Another source of conflict can be unfulfilled desires.
第二个方面的原因可能是这种没有得到满足的愿望。
Listen to James 4:1-2.
我们看到雅各书的第四章一到二节这样说道。
What causes fights and quarrels among you? Don't they come from your desires that battle within you? You desire, but you do not have, so you kill. You covet, but you cannot get what you want, you quarrel and fight.You do not have because you do not ask God.
雅各书四章一到二节，你们中间的征战斗殴是从哪里来的呢？不是从你们白体中战斗之私欲来的吗？你们贪恋还是得不着，你们杀害嫉妒又斗殴征战也不能得，你们得不着是因为你们不求。
Here James is talking about this worldly, indwelling, and external, unfulfilled desires that lead to conflict.
这里边雅各讲到是我们这个在世界中面临这种不能够得到满足的这种欲望来造成这种冲突。
What's he talking about when he talks about the world or worldly conflict?
他这里讲的说是关于这个世界上和这种属世的这种征战是什么意思呢？
He gives a simple definition of what it means to be worldly.
他给我们这里边关于这个属世的这个定义。
Worldly means the things that are put together in a way that Satan likes it.
属世的这个意思就是指所有的事情都是根据撒旦所希望的意愿来整合在一起。
That's all it means. It means that things are put together, organized, and brought together in a way that causes Satan to be glad and causes Jesus to grieve. That's what worldly means.
这个属世的另外一方面，这个原因就是说，这个所有的事情，这个世界上的所有的运作方式，都是根据让撒旦来喜悦，而是让我们的耶稣心里面痛苦的，是这样的一个模式来生成的。
Here's what one pastor says. He says, it's when anything is put together and Satan's like, that's the way I want it, and Jesus is like, that's not the way I want it.
就是我们看到当一件事情就说当撒旦看到这件事情放在一起说哎，撒旦说我很喜欢这个，这正是耶稣看到说这不是我所想要的，心里面非常的伤痛。
That's the very definition of worldliness.
这就是对于属世的这个概念的定义。
This is our natural desires, our natural proclivities.
这是我们天生的这种心里面的这种欲望。
This is how everybody thinks, this is how everybody actsThis is where everybody travels.
这是每个人都这样行，每个人都这样想，每个人都这样的过这一生。
These are well-worn ruts in the road, and it's very easy to fall into them, and it's very hard to get out of them.
这些路上的一路上这些陷阱是非常非常容易陷进去，但是很难拔出来。
And many conflicts are born due to unfulfilled desires.
很多很多的冲突就是因为我们心里边这种没有得到满足的欲望来产生了这些征战和冲突。
But there are conflicts that are caused or aggravated by sinful attitudes and habits that lead to sinful words and actions.
有一些这些冲突是因为我们心是因为这些非常的有充满罪性的言语和行动来造成了这些。
Another reason why there is conflict is because of frustrated plans.
第三点造成这个冲突的原因是我们受挫的计划。
A biblical example of this kind of frustrated plans, conflict.Is recorded in Acts chapter 15, verse 36 through 41.
这个在圣经里边记载的这方面的这种征战，在使徒行传的十五章三十六节到四十一节。
Listen to it as I read it for you. Sometime later, Paul said to Barnabas, "Let us go back and visit the believers in all the towns where we preach the word of the Lord and see how they are doing."Barnabas wanted to take John, also called Mark, with them. But Paul did not think it wise to take him, because he had deserted them in Pamphylia and had not continued with them in the work. They had such a sharp disagreement that they parted company. Barnabas took Mark and sailed for Cyprus, but Paul chose Silas and left, commended by the believers to the grace of God. He went through Cyrus, Assyria, and Sicilia, strengthening the church.
使徒行传行传十五章三十六节到四十一节。过了些日子，保罗对巴拿巴说，我们可以回到从前宣传主道的各城，看望弟兄们景况如何。巴拿巴有意要带称呼马可的约翰同去。但保罗因为马可从前在庞菲利亚离开他们，不和他们同去做工，就以为不可带他去。于是两人起了争论，彼此甚至彼此分开。巴拿巴带着马可坐船往居比路去，保罗拣选了希拉也出去，蒙弟兄们把他交于主的恩中，他就走遍叙利亚、基利家，兼顾众教会。
In this situation, both Paul and Barnabas, we know are godly individuals who have differing viewpoints on how to do ministry.
在这个情况下记录的是我们知道保罗和巴拿巴都是很圣洁的人，他们在处理这个。在事工的事情上有很大的分歧。
They had such a strong disagreement that they had to part ways, Paul and Barnabas, showing that frustrated plans can be another reason why conflicts are caused.
他们两个的意见是这样的相左，以至于他们争论得很厉害，然后两人彼此分道扬镳。这里我们可以看到受挫的计划也可以造成了这种冲突的，也是冲突的一个缘起。
Unfortunately, Paul and Barnabas separated after this disagreement.
非常不幸，就是从这个争论之后，保罗和巴拿巴从这个之后就分开。
However, praise the Lord that we have recorded in Scripture their reconciliation as well.
我们感谢神，在经文中记载到他们后来和好。
Do you realize it's almost unnatural to react in a healthy and godly way When we face conflict, it's unnatural.
我们在这里我们大家有没有意识到真正的在处理冲突的时候以一种非常健康的方式来处理冲突其实是对我们来说不是很天生很自然的一件事情。
I come from the land of Mahatma Gandhi.
我是从穆罕默德甘地的所生存那块土地所来。
And apparently he won freedom for India by non-violence.
我们都知道他赢得了这种印度的自由是通过他那种非暴力的那种抗议。
He takes the talk, you know, if somebody hits you on the right cheek, show them your left very seriously.
他真的是把圣经里面教导的那种如果是别人打你的右脸你把左脸也给他他是真正的行出这样的事情。
But I remember as a 10-year-old boy, during the season of December, our church was out and about on the streets of Mumbai caroling.
我记得在十岁的时候还是一个小孩子我们的教会到在孟买的街上出去。
And as we were singing songs, a drunk man approached my dad.
当我们在唱这个圣诞歌曲的时候一个醉醺醺的人过来要打我的父亲。
And I was a 10-year-old boy.
我当时大概只有十岁。
And this man is pointing fingers to my dad and saying,You are a Christian, you are not really an Indian.
那个醉汉指着我父亲说你是一个基督徒你不是一个真正的印度人。
And after a few profanities, he slapped my dad across the face.
在大骂了一顿之后他挥手在我爸爸打我爸爸一个嘴巴。
At that point in time, some of the college students who are from Northeast India, born in China and Nepal, Northeast India, took the stance of Kung Fu.
当时有一些在那个在东亚那些生在尼泊尔附近那些生在中国的一些大学生们过来之后他们以那个功夫的姿势要对战。
This is the stance of Kung Fu, but they were ready to take this guy out.
他们准备是把这个醉汉要打一顿。
And my dad, he said to the boys, hey, we're not going to do anything, and we're just going to help this man move along.
我父亲给这些大学生们说我们这里边不要做任何事情我们帮着让这个醉汉赶快让他往前走。
As a 10-year-old boy, I'm like, Dad, come on, you can take this guy. He's drunk for crying out loud.
当时十岁的孩子我心里这样想的爸爸你完全可以去把他处理一顿你为什么这样的就轻易的饶了他
You see, it's almost unnatural to react in a godly way when you are faced with conflict.
这里我们可以看到真是在遇到冲突的时候我们能够以神的方式来处理冲突是一个非常非常不自然的一件事情。
Here are three bad ways to react to conflict.
那么对于在冲突的反应有下面的主要三大类非常不好的处理方法。
First one is denial.
第一就是拒绝。
So you're faced with conflict and you want to just deny that there is any conflict at all.
第一可能是遇到冲突的时候你可能就心里面说我根本就没这个冲突心里面就拒绝冲突的存在。
It's the easiest way to deal with conflict.
这可能是最容易的一个方法。
The Indian Asian culture is known for this way of employing this way when they deal with conflict.
我们在印度和中国这种文化中我们处理冲突的方式很多是这种方式假装它的不存在。
We want to keep the peace, and so we deny that there is even a problem.
我们这里面非常注重和为贵，我们拒绝甚至有这个问题的存在。
See, these kind of denials to conflict, they might lead to temporary relief, but usually they make long-term problems bigger.
这种对于这个拒绝冲突的存在，可能是暂时带来一些缓解，可是会造成长久的非常非常不好的结果。
There's a story in the Bible about it in Genesis 16, 1 through 6.
在圣经里边记载到创世纪16章1到6节提到这样的一个事件。
Listen to me as I read it. Now Sarai, Abraham's wife, had borne him no children. But she had an Egyptian slave named Hagar. So she said to Abraham, The Lord has kept me from having children. Go sleep with my slave. Perhaps I can build a family through her. Abraham agreed to what Sarai said.So after Abraham had been living in Canaan 10 years, Sarai his wife took her Egyptian slave Hagar and gave her to her husband to be his wife. He slept with Hagar and she conceived. When she knew she was pregnant, she began to despise her mistress. Then Sarai said to Abraham, You are responsible for the wrong I am suffering. I put my slave in your arms and now that she knows she is pregnant, she despises me. May the Lord judge between you and me. Your slave is in your hands, Abraham said. Do with her whatever you think is best. Then Sarai mistreated her, so Hagar fled from her.
创世纪十六章一到六节，亚伯兰的妻子撒莱不给他生儿女。撒莱有一个使女名叫夏甲，是埃及人。撒莱对亚伯兰说：“耶和华使我不能生育，求你和我的使女同房，或者我可以因她得孩子。”亚伯兰听从了撒莱的话。于是亚伯兰的妻子撒莱将使女埃及人夏甲给了丈夫为妾。那时亚伯兰在迦南已经住了十年。亚伯兰与夏甲同房，夏甲就怀了孕。他见自己有孕，就小看他的祖母。撒莱对亚伯兰说：“我因你受屈，我将我的使女放在你怀中。”他见自己有了孕，就小看我。愿耶和华在你我中间判断。亚伯兰对撒莱说：“使女在你手下，你可以随意待她。”撒莱苦待她，她就从撒莱面前逃走了。
So not only did Abraham deny that there was a problem, but his denial led to the mistreatment of Hagar.
在这种情况下，我们看到，不仅亚伯兰假装没有任何冲突，不存在这个任何的矛盾，而他的这种拒绝矛盾的存在这种想法，造成了这个夏甲被撒莱的苦待。
Abraham denied the conflict in such a strong way that he took his wife's advice and got another wife, which is a big problem.
亚伯兰假装这个冲突不存在，他到这样一个情况，以至于他接受了他太太的建议，然后把这个使女夏甲接过来成为他的妾。
Denial of a conflict is usually peace faking. It's not peacemaking.
拒绝冲突的存在不是一个真正的造成真正的是造成和睦，而是真正的是假装造成一个和睦的假象。
Sometimes when people come to a conflict, they like to fight.
有的时候，当人们遇到冲突的时候，他们可能会争斗。
Now you're a good-looking bunch. I don't think any of you fight, right?
你们看上去都文质彬彬，我估计你们中间每一个人不会再和人打架。
When you face a conflict, I'm sure you don't fight.
我想你遇到征战的时候，可能你不会去和人家出面打起来。
One of the most godly people is my grandmother. All right, she's dead now, but she was to me one of the most godly people.
在我生命中，我的祖母是我遇到的一个非常非常敬虔的有一个人。
But she was also a very strong woman.
她同时也是一个意志非常非常性格非常强的一个女人。
And she would deal with conflict sometimes in a passive aggressive way.
她有的时候她处理冲突的方式可能是一种反被动为主动的一个方式。
So passive aggressive meaning no, she doesn't talk to you very well.
这个情况是什么意思？有的时候她故意不和你说话。
Hey, Grandma, how are you?
那时候我说，哎，啊，奶奶，你怎么样
？I'm alive.
我还活着。
Alright, or Grandma, the food is really good.
那时候会说，哎，奶奶，你今天做的饭真好吃。
The food is terrible. What do you know about food?
奶奶会回答说，今天的食物乱，真是糟糕透了。你对食物有什么了解
？Grandma, what is really going on?
这时候我就会问，哎，奶奶，你到底怎么回事情？
That was her way of dealing with conflict, fight.
这就是她处理冲突的一个方式，就是争斗。
Some people, due to their personality of go-getters or being strong personality, they when they face conflict, they want to just fight.
有些人的性格非常非常的强，他们是在生活中不会忍让这种冲突的这种存在，他们会主动出击来和人家争斗。
Now look, listen. Sometimes this one causes a lot of problems. Okay.
我们知道这种方法会造成很多更大的问题。
Listen to this account in Acts 6:8-15.
我们可以看到这个《使徒行传》在这里面记载的6:8-15.
Now Stephen, a man full of God's grace and power, performed great wonders and signs among the people. Opposition arose, however, from members of the synagogue of the freedmen, as it was called.Jews of Cyrene and Alexandria, as well as the provinces of Cilicia and Asia, who began to argue with Stephen. But they could not stand up against the wisdom the Spirit gave him as he spoke. Then they secretly persuaded some men to say, "We have heard Stephen speak blasphemous words against Moses and against God." So they stirred up the people and the elders and the teachers of the law. They seized Stephen and brought him before the Sanhedrin. They produced false witnesses who testified,This fellow never stopped speaking against this holy place and against the law. For we have heard him say that this Jesus of Nazareth will destroy this place and change the customs Moses handed down to us. All who were sitting in the Sanhedrin looked intently at Stephen, and they saw that his face was like the face of an angel.
使徒行传六章八到十五节，斯提凡满有恩惠能力，在民间行了大奇事和神迹。当时有称利百地拿会堂的几个人，并有古利奈、亚历山大、基底加、亚西亚各处会堂的几个人都起来和斯提凡辩论。斯提凡是以智慧和圣灵说话，众人抵挡不住，就买出人来说，我们听见他说诽谤摩西和神的话。他们又耸动了百姓、长老并文士，就忽然来捉拿他，把他带到公会去，设下假见证说，这个人说话不住地糟践圣所和律法。我们曾听见他说，这拿撒勒人耶稣要毁坏此地，也要改变摩西所教给我们的律条、规条。在会堂里坐着的人都定睛看他，见他的面貌好像天使的面貌。
So basically in this case, the fight syndrome towards conflict led to a person's death.
在这种情况下，我们知道这种以正面的争斗来解决冲突的方式导致了一个人的生命。
When you face conflict and you want to fight, it is devastating, and in the above example, someone's life was taken.
当遇到冲突的时候，你这种征战的方式和别人主动争斗反击，在很糟糕的情况下，最后可能导致一个人的生命的丧失。
It's not just about being right, it's about winning people over.
这里边最重要的不是说是谁对谁错，而是要把这些人能够争到你这边来。
What good is it if you resolve the conflict and you've lost a brother?
我们可以看到，就是说即使在一个冲突中你可能赢了这个冲突，但是从此你失去了你的兄弟，这又有什么好处呢？
If you go through a conflict and you don't give a rip about that relationship, maybe do some internal thinking.
如果在处理冲突的时候，你可能是为了赢而不顾你们的这个关系，那如果这是你的态度，可能你心里边要重新反省一下。
Especially a relationship with a fellow Christian.
这里更重要的是尤其是和我们同其他的基督徒的兄弟姊妹，如果有这样的冲突，我们更要内心的反省。
Another bad way to react to conflict is to flight.
那么第三种那种不健康的反应，对冲突的不健康的反应方式呢，就是逃离。
Examples of this kind of response are leaving the house, ending a friendship, quitting a job, filing for divorce, or changing churches.
这个方面的一些那个例子可能是离家出走，可能是结束了一段关系，辞工。或者是说离婚，甚至说不喜欢这间教会，到另一间教会去。
Now there might be biblically solid good reasons and good motivations that causes someone to quit a job or file for divorce or change churches. Okay.
我们这里不可否认，有些人可能有一些真的是很根据很符合圣经原则的一些原因，造成他们可能辞工，造成他们可能是可能是离家出走或者一些其他的方式。
But this should not be your first response to conflict.
但是这不应该成为你处理冲突的第一个方法。
He's still alive. I have a friend in India, who was, shall I say, always the witness to a fight.
我在印度有一个朋友，他好像是总是能够看到这种就总能够目击这些事情。
And when every time there was an argument or a fight, this guy would start it, but then he'd leave.
每一次呢，他在这个一造成冲突，他在中间，他把这个事件挑起来，挑完之后，他就跑掉了。
These two people, they fight and they fight, and then finally after the fight is over, they're looking for the guy, and he's nowhere to be found.
我会看到他把这事情挑起来之后，那两个人在那块争了半天，最后发现，哎，挑起事情这个人早就跑开了。
This guy is not there anymore. He's the one that started the fight, but he's not there.
这个从开始挑起征战的这个人，他一开始惹的事情，结果最后呢，两人打起来，别人的两个人打起来之后，他倒跑掉了。
This is classic flight syndrome.
这是一个典型的那种逃离的一个症状。
Gentlemen, let me talk to you really quick, okay?
绅士们，这里边我很快跟你们谈一下。
I know sometimes your pressures of work, pressures of home can get to us. Okay.
有的时候知道你们工作上的压力，家里边压力可能是让你承受不住。
But when you're faced with conflict, fleeing conflict never will solve the issue. Okay.
我这里跟大家讲，当你遇到冲突的时候，从冲突面前跑开，永远不会真正的解决冲突。
Take leadership and resolve the conflict.
这里边你们站起来做，真的是成为一个家里面的领导，成为你自己的一个领导，能够解决这个问题。
Women, let me talk to you a minute.
那么姐妹们，我跟你们再讲一件，再跟你们谈一谈。
Understand the pressures that men are going through in this day and age.
在这种情况下，尽量去理解你的弟兄在生活中和工作中所遇到的压力。
Do not have unrealistic expectations on your husband.
不要对你的丈夫有那种非常不现实的期望。
The Bible says it's better to sit on the rooftop than to listen to a nagging wife.
圣经里面这样告诉我们，宁愿是住在房顶，也不愿意和一个吵闹的妇人住在一个房檐下。
Don't be a nagging wife. It will cause conflict.
别天天啰里啰嗦，这样会造成更大的冲突。
Anyway, that was for free.All the three ways described of how to deal with conflict do not really provide a biblical solution to conflict, do they?
这种三种，上面我们看到这种三种处理冲突的方法，没有真正的解决冲突，也不是圣经所教给我们处理冲突的正确方法。
So to deny that there's a conflict, or to fight when there's a conflict, or to flight when there's a conflict, they're all bad ways to deal with conflict.
你拒绝冲突的存在，直接去和别人征战来解决冲突，或者是干脆去逃离冲突，这些都不是解决冲突的方法。
What are good ways to deal with conflict?
那么真正处理冲突应该是怎样办，怎样做呢？
It's 10:35, so we still have time. Let's keep going, people. All right, so here we go. The good ways to deal with conflict. There are biblical ways that the Bible teaches us to deal with conflict.
圣经里边教我们一些处理冲突的具体方法。
Some people think all conflict is bad, but conflict is not necessarily a bad thing.
有些人认为冲突就是很不好的一件事情，但是有的时候冲突不见得是一件坏事情。
The Bible teaches that some differences are natural and might even be beneficial.
圣经告诉我们，有一些意见的相左不是一件坏事情，有的时候可能对大家反倒是一件很好的事。
Since God has created us as unique individuals, human beings will often have different opinions, convictions, desires, perspectives, and sometimes even priorities.
因为神造我们每个人都不同，我们有个人的特质，所以有不同的处理事情的方法，不同的目标，不同的愿望，不同的那种在生活中的优先级的安排。
Many of these differences are not inherently right or wrong.
很多这些的不同，不是说是从根本上说是对或者是错。
They are simply the result of God giving diversity and personal preferences.
这也就是实际上是神造我们的时候给我们个人不同的非常特点非常不同的特性。
Due to the lack of time, I won't read this, but 1 Corinthians 12:21-31, Paul describes the importance of each individual in a local church.
这里边在哥林多前书12:21-31，保罗讲到在教会中每个人都有不同的恩赐。
Let me just say,Nobody is here by chance.
这里面我想着重的讲，每个人在这个世界上的存在都不是一个偶然的情况。
God has put you here by His sovereign plan.
神把你放在这里，是因为有他一个伟大的一个神圣的计划。
It is not a mistake that you are here.
这不是神犯了一个错误，把你今天就放在这里。
And every individual who claims the name of Christ has been given.A unique gift.
每一个称神为主的基督徒都被神赋予非常非常独特的恩赐。
And therefore, that makes each one of you invaluable to the progress of God's mission and vision in this local church.
所以这就使我们每一个人，每一个信主的人，在神的国度里边都是非常非常的举足轻重，对神的国度的进行都起了重大的作用。
No one person is more significant than the other.
没有任何一个人比另外一个人更加的显赫，更加的重要。
There are many biblical ways to deal with conflict.
在圣经里边教了我们很多处理冲突的方法。
I'll give you three.
我这里边会列出三种方法。
First of all, internal examination.
第一呢，就是内心的审查。
When you're faced with conflict, the first thing to do is to look inward.
当你遇到冲突的时候，首先第一件事情你要做的就是，审查自己的内心。
There are some people who have the spiritual gift of criticism.
有些人可能会有一些神给的恩赐呢，他就是批评。
I'm just kidding. There is no such spiritual gift, people.
大家听出来这是牧师这个非常讽刺性的一个幽默，因为在圣经里面讲到没有这样一个属灵的恩赐，就是批评别人。
I mean, the first thing you do, they find the flaw in it.
第一件事情，批评喜欢批评的人，可能就是找到别人身上不足的地方。
Let me ask you this. If harnessed the right way, can we not use people who are perfectionists? We can use people who are perfectionists, right? Who do things the right way. And so that we need to harness that in the right way. Sister, I lost you. I know it's okay.
That's okay.
All right.
我们在应用每个人的恩赐的时候，我们是可以用的那些完美主义的者，完美主义的人，但是我们要有正确的方式来看待这些。
See, it's your perspective on how you treat people.
而是你怎么样去对待其他人的这种不同的方式。
Do you treat people like they're an unnecessary hindrance or a valuable commodity to your church life?
你对看到别人是认为他是这个教会没有用的一些累赘呢，或者是说他是教会非常非常宝贵的财富？
So when you're faced with conflict, do some internal examination. Look at what Luke 6:42 says.
那么当你遇到冲突的时候，做一些内心的审查，看一下在路加福音六章三节怎样跟我们讲。路加福音六章四十二节。
Here's what it says. How can you say to your brother, "Brother, let me take the speck out of your own eye, or out of your eye," when you yourself fail to see the plank in your own eye? You hypocrite! First take the plank.Out of your eye, and then you will see clearly to remove the speck from your brother's eye.
路加福音六章四十二节，你不见自己眼中有良木，怎能对你弟兄说，容我去掉你眼中的刺呢？你这假冒伪善的人，先去掉自己眼中的良木，然后才能看得清楚，去掉你弟兄眼中的刺。
Listen, the text does not say that you should not remove the speck from your brother's eye, does it?
这里边我们看到经文没有这样说，你不能够把你弟兄中眼中的刺。留在那里不出去。
The speck in the brother's eye is a problem. If there is sin, it is a problem. Okay.
你弟兄眼中那根刺确实真正的是一个问题。
But Luke is telling us, man, if you have a plank in your eye, and he's joking here actually, if you have a plank in your eye, why don't you take care of that first before you see a speck in somebody else's eye?
这里路加的提醒我们说，当你在看到弟兄别人眼身上的有一些问题的时候，你首先。看一下你自己身上的毛病，把你眼中的良木去掉，这样才能够帮助弟兄去来解决他身上那种刺的问题。
We will all benefit from taking this particular verse to heart.
我们每一个人都会，如果是我们真的是非常的仔细的研读这句话，我们每个人都会从这里边得到很大的警醒。
Prior to handling conflict, we need to pray and ask God to show us if there are any ulterior motives or bad motives in our heart.
当我们要解决冲突的时候，我们第一件事情就是要来到神的面前，要祷告，祷告检查我们自己内心，是我们心里面有没有不良的动机，有没有其他的企图，我们的解决这冲突的目的是什么。
Listen, over the years, Hollywood has taught us that women can be very manipulative.
我们看这些年来那个好莱坞的电影告诉我们女人呢经常是非常会充满心机，很有手段。
But you know, men are equally manipulative, right?
但是我们都知道男人同样他们也是充满心机，会有各种各样的手段。
Why do you take flowers to your wife randomly?
你为啥没事的时候给你太太送一束鲜花？
Is it always because you love her?
真的是心里边你想你太太说你爱她吗？
So men can be equally manipulative.
有的时候男人会同样的搞一些小手段。
Listen, manipulation is not a good way to handle conflict.
大家注意，这里边能够就是充满心机的处理事情，不是一个解决冲突的好办法。
So when faced with conflict, ask yourself, do I have a good attitude towards this person, first of all?
当遇到冲突的时候，首先问自己，我对这个人的态度是不是很正确？
Or do I hate this person with a passion?
或者是说我心里面对这个人充满了憎恨？
Because that will define how you act towards this person.
你的态度完全就会取决你怎样处理这件事情。
Some people are of the opinion that they can use ungodly methods to gain godly results.
有些人心里会想，我用那种不属神的方法，也许会得到属神的结果。
How many of you bought a car before?I know one brother who just bought it, but who? How many of you have bought a car before? Let me see your hand.
大家谁曾经买过车
？While going to buy a car, did you have a skeptical attitude towards your salesman? By the way,
当你买车的时候，你对你那个卖车的那个人是不是心里都充满怀疑
？Why do you think you have a skeptical attitude towards car salesman? By the way, I was a car salesman. But why do you think?You have a skeptical attitude towards car salesman.
那你有没有想过，你为什么首先对这个卖车的这个人心里边首先先持有怀疑？大家都知道牧师以前曾经卖过车。
Because you're afraid of getting ripped off.
因为你心里边很怕这个卖车的这个人真是能够真是不会给你一个很好很好的一个。
People taking advantage of you.
就会利用你，不会给你一个很公正的一个价钱。
And for being Chinese, we want the good deal.
我们都知道，作为中国人，我们一定要拿到最好的这个 deal.
At any cost.
不管的代价是什么。
So we don't always think of car salesmen as the best friend, do we?
有的时候我们不会把这个卖车的这个人当成，你不会把他当成你最好的朋友。
And sometimes we treat our brothers and sisters that way, like we're treating car salesmen.
有的时候你对你的其他的弟兄和姊妹，你心里可能也存在同样的想法。
Oh, this brother said, I'll pray for you. What does he mean by that?
有的时候这个弟兄说，哎，我要为你祷告，他这到底是什么意思？
Wait, he came to my house. Does he mean something when he says he'll pray for me?
他来到我家里边，他说要给我祷告，他心里边到底是有什么目的呢
？Or this brother just told me that's a nice suit. What does he mean by that？
那弟兄跟我说，哎，你这套西服不错。哎，他这说的话的目的动机是什么
？Listen, that's a bad way of handling relationships.
大家都知道，这是处理这种关系上面，这是非常非常糟糕的一个方法。
Sometimes due to history with some people.We might always think negative about them, okay?
也可能是有一些历史性的原因，你可能对某些人持有成见。
And you might be right to a certain extent.
你可能，也许你持有的这些成见可能还是对的。
But to win the brother back, you have to forget the past.
你要想和你的弟兄和好，你有的时候需要忘记过去。
I'm not saying be naive, okay?
不是说让你充满天真。
Be wise as serpents and harmless as doves.
不是说这里边告诉你要天真，而是说圣经这样教导我们：你的有的时候你要像那种蛇一样的精明，但是呢，要像那些鸽子一样的天真无邪。
So when you deal with conflict, firstly, please look at your own heart.
所以在处理冲突的时候，首先我们要内心自省。
We need to ask God to remove any and all pride that we have.Because God opposes the proud, but gives grace to the humble.
我们要向神祷告，除掉我们心中的骄傲，因为神恨恶骄傲，而是喜欢那些谦卑的人。
Listen, this is easily said than done, right?
这里边我们都知道，说起容易，做起来难。
I mean, maybe some people have hurt you so bad.
也许有些人深深的伤害了你。
That due to that hurt, it's something that you can never resolve.
有的时候可能这种伤害是这样的深，你可能永远不会在心里面过去能够解决这个伤害。
That's why we need to recognize that we need God to have resolved conflict.
所以这时候我们就会意识到，我们需要神在我们生命中帮助我们解决冲突。
Another way of dealing with conflict is found in Matthew chapter 18, verse 15 through 20.
那么另外一种解决冲突的方法，我们可以看马太福音十八章十五到二十节。
So the first way of dealing with conflict is firstly look at yourself in the mirror and ask the right questions. Okay.
所以第一个处理这个冲突的方法就是内心自省，然后真的诚实问心里边自己的态度，问几个问题。
Matthew, a lot of people use this verse and know these verses in Matthew.
很多人都很熟悉马太福音十八章十五到二十节。
And this is what it says. Please listen as I read.All right, Matthew chapter 18, verse 15 to 20. If your brother or sister sins, Go and point out their fault, just between the two of you. If they listen to you, you have won them over. But if they will not listen, take one or two others along, so that every matter may be established by the testimony of two or three witnesses. If they still refuse to listen, tell it to the entire church. And if they refuse to listen even to the church, treat them as you would a pagan or a tax collector. Truly I tell you, whatever you bind on earth will be bound in heaven, and whatever you lose on earth will be loosed in heaven. Again, truly I tell you, that if two of you on earth agree about anything they ask for, it will be done for them by my Father in heaven. For where two or three gather in my name, there I am with them. So, the point of this passage is not really church discipline. The point of this passage is restored relationships. Okay?
马太福音18章15到20节, 倘若你的弟兄得罪你，你就去趁着只有你他和你在一处的时候， 指出他的错来。 他若不听，你就带另外带一两个人同去，要凭两三个人的口作见证，句句都可定准。若是不听他们，就告诉教会；若是不听教会，就看他像外邦人和税吏一样。我实在告诉你们，凡你们在地上所捆绑的，在天上也要捆绑；凡你们在地上所释放的，在地上也要释放。 我又告诉你们，若是你们中间有两个人在地上同心合意地求什么，我在天上的父必为他们成全。因为无论在哪里，有两三个人奉我的名去会，那里就有我在他们中间。所以这里谈到是怎么恢复关系。So
when conflict arises among individuals, the first thing you need to do, like if there is sin involved in your brother, is to go talk to him personally.
所以当遇到冲突的时候，你会看到这个，如果你的弟兄身上有这个罪，那么你的处理第一件方式就是直接的和这个弟兄当面交谈。Now
I understand that there are instances such as abuse or any kind that could lead to broken relationship. I understand that.
我明白，在很多情况下，可能是由于虐待或者其他的方式来造成那种关系的破裂。But
this is not the rule. It's the exception to the rule.
这个不是一个真正的一个规条，而是一个特例。
And if you don't talk to the brother personally, the byproducts of not talking to your brother personally is slander and gossip.
如果你不去直接和你的弟兄谈论这件事情，那么你的可能别的方法就是在背后说闲言。
When somebody starts a sentence of "Did you hear?"
有的时候你会听到别人说，哎，你听说什么吗？
That's a bad way to start to resolve conflict.
这我们可以看到，这是解决冲突非常非常错误的一个方式。
Or you know, one time my dad actually, my dad's a principal of a Bible college or a president of a Bible college, and one time our family was going to the Bible college. We're just approaching the Bible college, and there was a professor that was telling the students, "This college is not functioning in the right way." A professor in the Bible college, right? And he thought my dad wasn't there. I mean, he thought nobody was there. So he's just going on and how the college was just bad. All right, it was dysfunctional.
我父亲是一个在印度一个圣经学院的校长。有一天呢，我们全家就是上学校的去的时候，忽然听到那里边的一个教授跟学生在讲这个圣经学校，这么多地方做都不对，很多地方都是错误的。他以为我父亲没有在那儿。
And he kept going and going, and my dad just approached behind him. My dad just stood there, and he kept going and going and going negatively towards Bible college.
他一直在那块说很多关于这个圣经学校的这些坏话，他不知道我父亲就站在他的背后。
My dad immediately interrupted and said, "Brother, can we have a talk?"
这时候我父亲就打断了他，说：“弟兄，我们来当面谈一谈，好不好？”
You can imagine the shock in his face.
这时候你可以想象到那个教授脸上的那种惊愕。
And then he came to my dad's office.
然后他来到我父亲的办公室。
And the way I remember going is he apologized a lot.
我当时的印象是他向我父亲一直在道歉。
And we got to the root of the issue, and the root of the issue was during sports day in the Bible college, nobody asked him to pray.
我们终于知道这个症结的所在，是因为在那个圣经学校的有一天的运动会的那一天，没有人请这位教授祷告。And
he felt disrespected.
他认为大家对他不尊重。And
that was the conflict in his mind.
然后在他心里边就形成了这种冲突的根源。
But he chose to deal with it with slander
他没有直接去和这个学校去解决正面解决冲突，而他选择背后去说坏话。
Lots of problems can be solved behind closed doors.
有很多的问题可以在关起门来两个人之间就可以解决。
If we have the right attitude.
如果我们的态度正确。
Another thing to do is to take another brother with you that knows about the sin. Okay.
也许是说另外一个方法就是说，可以带第三个弟兄来一起。如果这个人带进来这个人对这个冲突很了解的话，可以请这第三个弟兄加入你的谈话。
Don't go to a brother and tell them, "Oh, this person is a big sinner. Let me tell you about it."
不要去到第三个弟兄那说，哎，你知不知道这个弟兄是很大的一个罪人？来，我跟你讲讲他的事情。
No, it has to be people involved who are recognizing that this is a sin problem in this brother's life.
你这个带进来的第三位弟兄一定是对这事件非常清楚。非常了解，而不用你直接去告诉他，然后请他进来一起来解决冲突。
So take two or three brothers, but go in a loving way so that the brother doesn't feel threatened. Okay.
所以带两到三个弟兄来一起和这个弟兄谈话，首先要以一个非常充满爱心的态度，不要让这位弟兄感到非常的那种自己的防卫，感到像被攻击一样。
And finally, if he doesn't want to deal with his sin at all, bring him to the church, and this is why we have church discipline, unfortunately.
那么最后一点就是说，如果这个弟兄还是经过这种方法之后，他还是不愿意解决冲突，不愿意不听，那么就把他带到教会，也就是为什么我们有教会的存在。
Now, before this step, make sure you have done multiple attempts, multiple times, multiple talks, you personally, your brothers with you, multiple times prior to bringing the issue to church discipline, okay?
你走到这一步的时候一定要保证之前你和弟兄单独很多次很多次进行深入的交谈，你也通过带到第三个弟兄两三个弟兄一起来跟他进行交谈解决方式，到万不得已的时候才把他带到教会。
Okay, so that's the final way of how to deal with conflict in a good way.
所以这就是处理冲突的正确方法的第三点。
And as I conclude, let me say thisThe author of this book and the Bible, in Matthew 5:9, this is what it says. Blessed are the peacemakers, for they will be called children of God.
作为一个最终的结语，我们知道这个圣经，我们的神这样告诉我们，在马太福音5:9，使人和睦的人有福了，因为他们必称为神的儿子。
May we be a church that deals with conflict biblically.
我希望我们的教会能够成为一个以神的方法，以圣经教导我们的方法来处理冲突的一个教会。
May we be a church that restores broken relationships quickly.
我希望我们的教会能成为一个能够修复那种破裂关系的教会。
You know, the Bible teaches even husbands and wives, when you have conflict, the Bible says, don't let the sun go down on your anger.
圣经里面教导我们，当夫妻之间有冲突的时候，告诉我们不要让你的愤怒持续到日落，要在这一天过去之前把这个冲突解决掉。
Because that gives the devil an opportunity to sow discord.
因为不这样做的话，你就给撒旦的空隙来在你们的关系上更加的造成恶化。
Let's bow our heads and close our eyes.
让我们祷告。
As we seek to glorify God in everything that we do, we need to have a biblical way to deal with conflicts.
当我们寻求神的心意来彰显他的名，我们要用圣经的方法来处理冲突。
Conflicts within the church, they're inevitable.
在教会中的冲突也是不可避免的。
The question is, will we be motivated by love for God with all our heart and soul and mind, especially when we face conflict?
关键点是在我们遇到冲突的时候，是不是我们心里充满了爱，充满了对神的爱来解决这个冲突。
The other question is, will we have a biblically motivated love for others when we face conflict?
我们在遇到冲突的时候，我们有没有是从圣经来的那种爱来面对这些冲突，来解决这些冲突？
See, love covers a multitude of sin.
圣经告诉我们，爱遮掩一切过错。
Are we prepared to love one another
and do whatever it takes, even swallow our pride, to keep our church unified and on mission and vision. Are we prepared for that?
我们有没有做好准备，为了我们教会的合一，为了解决这冲突，甚至到我们可以吞下我们自己心里面的骄傲，我们愿意教会为教会的合一来解决这些冲突。
It's not about our individual glory.
这不管我们每个人自各自的荣耀。
The glory of God is at stake.
而是神的荣耀，这里边是至关重要的。
Are we glorifying God in our relationships?
在我们的关系中，我们是不是荣耀神的名？
Listen, some of you have had baggages.
我知道这里边有些人可能会有一些负担。
If you have unresolved conflict in your heart, I'd like to pray for you.
如果你心里边有那种没有解决的冲突，那种负担，我愿意为你祷告。
If you restore that relationship, listen, that can be sweet restoration.
如果你能够修复这种破裂的关系，你会知道这是多么一个甜美的事情。
So if you have this kind ofUnresolved issues, that I would like to pray for you. Raise your hand. I'll really pray for you.
如果你心里边有这些没有解决的冲突，请你举手，我愿意为你祷告。
Thank you, brother. You can put your hand down. Anybody else? Thank you. Thank you. Anybody else? All right. Maybe you know what the issue is, what the conflict is.
也许你心里边知道这个问题的症结在哪里边，这个征战是什么。
But you don't know how to wisely deal with it.
但是你可能不知道用怎样智慧的方法来解决这个问题。
Listen, sometimes God says to us, you don't have because you don't ask.
神这样跟我们说，你没有得到是因为你没有求。
So if that's you this morning, I want to ask God to give you wisdom on dealing with a potential conflict or a real conflict.
如果你有这样的问题，今天我要向神祷告，求神给你智慧，给你这样的智慧，知道怎样去处理你内心的这个冲突。
If that's you, would you please raise your hand?
如果你是这样，那么请你可不可以举起手来？我愿意为你祷告。
I see. Thank you, brother. Thank you, sister. Thank you, brother. Thank you, brother. Thank you, brother. Thank you, sister. Thank you, sister. Thank you.All right, I'll pray for you. And finally, you know, you might say, I have no conflict with anybody because I'm just coming to church and going.
也许你心里说，哎，我和别人都没有任何的问题，没有任何的冲突，我就是来了教会，然后我就离开。
I'm just a visitor. I just come and go.
我今天只是一个访客，我就是来看一看，然后我就离开。
As I mentioned before, you are an invaluable member of God's church here.
像我刚才讲到的，你是教会中一个举足轻重、非常非常宝贵的一员。
If you don't do your role,
如果你不做你不尽到你所做的该做的事。
If you don't use your spiritual gift,
如果你不用你自己的属灵恩赐。
You are hurting the progress of the church.
你会伤害到这个教会的进程。
You might say, "Oh, I'm just an usher. It's no big deal."
你可能说，我只是一个招待，可能没什么了不起。
There is no one significant spiritual gift than the other.
我们大家要意识到，在圣经中给我们的恩赐中，没有说一个恩赐比另外一个恩赐更重要。
All of us form an essential puzzle in the body of Christ.
我们在神的身体中，神的国度中，都是他的这种。拼图的一部分。
So if you've just been coming and going, and you want to participate in the church's vision of making followers of Jesus Christ, and you want me to pray for you, please raise your hand.
如果你只是一个访问，只是来，然后就离开，那么我们希望你成为教会的这个大使命的一部分，我愿意为你祷告。
The only way we can fulfill Jesus' mission of making followers is if we're all.On the same page, brothers and sisters.
唯一能够实现耶稣大使命，就是万民成为神的门徒。唯一的办法就是我们同心协力，我们的心都在同一个方向，向同一个方向。
So if you feel out of sync, and if you want wisdom on how to do it, please raise your hand.
如果你觉得你没有和这个整个大使命能够同上步伐，你需要祷告，我愿意，请你举手，我愿意为你祷告。
All right, thank you, brother.All right, let me pray.
我来祷告。
Father, There are some unresolved conflicts in this room.
天父，在这个屋子里边有一些还没有解决的冲突。
As difficult as it can be to resolve conflicts.
我们知道解决冲突是多么困难的一件事情。
I pray by the power of the Holy Spirit that resides in us.
我祷告，请在我们中间运行的圣灵。
To please resolve these conflicts.
帮助我们解决这些冲突。
We don't want just human ability, we want supernatural ability.
我们不想靠人的方式，我们希望神的方式能够帮助我们解决这个问题。
Father, for those that don't know how to resolve a conflict.
天父，对那些不知道怎样解决冲突的这些弟兄姊妹。
I ask you, God, to please, to the power of the Holy Spirit, give them wisdom. So they will know how to deal with conflict.
天父，我祈求圣灵给他们能力，给他们智慧，让他们知道去怎样去解决这些冲突。
Father, for those that have been coming to this church and feeling like they are far away from God still.
天父，为那些来到这个教会还觉得离你很远的那些人。
Or for people that are feeling like they have no connection, a strong, powerful connection with God.
或者是那些觉得和神没有那种很健康、很强的纽带连接的人。
I pray that you would please fill them with the Holy Spirit.
神，我请你使圣灵充满他们。
So they would supernaturally do the awesome vision and mission of God in this church.
愿圣灵行使那些大能，能够行那些大奇事。用我们的教会来实现这个大使命。
Finally, God, I pray, please.
最后，天父，我祷告。
That you would make Ann Arbor Chinese Christian Church a beacon of light in a community of Ann Arbor.
天父，祷告，请你能使安城华人教会能够在 Ann Arbor 这个地方能成为一个灯塔。
That we would be.So knitted together in love that the community looks at our love and asks, where does this love come from?
请你帮助我们用爱彼此编织，使我们在社区在 Ann Arbor 这地方，大家看到我们的时候，他们会很惊奇的质疑，他们的这种爱是从哪里来的？
That we would be so on mission for God that we ache for souls that are going to hell.
我们会这样的全心的去实现神的 大使命。当我们看到那些失丧的灵魂没有得救的时候，我们心里会充满了痛苦，会愿意去努力的去拯救这些灵魂。
May we be doers of the word and not hearers only.
神啊，请你帮助我们能够行出这个话语，而不是说听听就忘记了。
All to the glory of our great God.
这一切祷告都是为神的荣耀。
I ask this in His Son Jesus' name.
我们以圣子耶稣的名祷告。
Amen.
Amen.
Thank you.